information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hi, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you with a lot of crazy things, as usual, happened this week. And, well, you know what? It's not that insane. This world is not that insane. It's just that sometimes it gets really creepy. Anyway, just a run of some of the stories that happened this week. The big news, John Legend is no longer coming to Zimbabwe. Yeah, he cancelled his show. We have no idea why, but according to the people that were putting the show together, that's Big Concerts and what's the name of the other company, Davies Events, it was a quote-unquote unforeseen logistical challenges. The challenges in trying to bring the show here and whatever and so forth, I have no idea. Yeah, so apparently that's the reason. There have been so much speculation as to why else it might not have happened, because now there's a show in Johannesburg on the same day that was announced by the people that are organizing that's Big Concerts. So yeah, so there's a Johannesburg date now. But as far as refunds are concerned, apparently those are going to be given out on between the 1st and the 3rd of October. Yeah. Anyway, what else is happening? STI infections went up by 19% in the second quarter of this year. Apparently, 16% of those are 16% in that 19% quota are HIV infections. And the sad thing about it is that they also released statistics on the number of free condoms that were given out, and they came out to about 28 million. And if we say, for example, there are 7 million active people who are sexually active in this country, and we say 3.5 million are married, but then let's say another 500,000 are cheating, so therefore we've got 4 million, we're saying in the space of 3 months, there were 7 condoms per person that were given that were used. I don't know if it's 7 packs, but they said condoms. So in the assumption there is that individual condoms, and which doesn't make sense. Which means people are not using protection when they're having sexual intercourse, which is just generally a bad idea. Also happening this week, there was a woman who said, this is like really weird, a woman said her ex-husband should pay for her virginity. Yeah, so because when she had sex with him, when they got married and she was a virgin, he took her virginity. So she was like, no, he's got to take it. I mean, he's got to pay for it. I don't know, it's just weird. I mean, like, and the magistrate is now like a superhero to me. Say, no, woman, you enjoy the sex. So you can't say that he's got to pay for it. Like, is a price, and that begs the question, how much is virginity? I mean, is there a price for it? Is there a going rate for virginity? Also, scary news. Yeah, absolutely scary news. Ebola is now in the DRC, so it's in Southern Africa now. So, yeah, creepy. This past week, we just found out. But the thing is that it's not the same strain as the one that's in Sierra Leone and so forth. And, yeah. According to our minister, David Paradenyatwa, he says that there isn't much to be scared about. And, you know, there are measures in place that'll make sure that Ebola doesn't come into Zimbabwe. Or if it comes into Zimbabwe, it's controlled. And speaking of David Paradenyatwa, he's coming up with an idea where he wants to have condoms put in Bibles in hotels. So, you know, you get a Bible in a hotel. Well, he wants to have condoms put in Bibles so that if people come, you know, to go out to and spend a night in a hotel and they have a partner that they'd like to have sex with, at least they've got protection, because they're not likely to go downstairs and ask for or go to ask reception for condoms. I mean, I don't know why people are still, you know, iffy about being seen to be, you know, using condoms as if there's anything wrong with having sex. It's just weird. Then also that happens, there's a Zim Tri series that's on in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is being hammered. Well, not being hammered. Got hammered seriously by Australia. Were beaten by 198 runs. That's just incredible. Yeah, I don't know if Mangongo is the man for what you call it, for the team. I'm not going to have that discussion here. But yeah, he's having a difficult time. But we'll give him time. Let's see what he does. And then we'll take it from there. And finally, as you might know, the city, Harare City Council decided to kick commuter omnibuses out of the central business district so as to decongest the city. All very well and good, right? So they have to rank outside town and then come in one by one, you know, according to a filing system, whatever you want to call it, and pick up passengers from designated points. Now, what's happened is now there's a running battle between the two entities. Why? Because the commuter omnibus drivers believe that the shika-shikas, who are people who are not registered commuter or commuter transport people, are now taking advantage of the situation. And not only that, they believe the city council has got employees who own commuter omnibuses who are now, who allow their cars, or rather, yeah, well, car, allow their vehicles into the CBD, which means that it's an unfair playing field, which is, if it's true, it's sad. It's sad. It's, I mean, it's wrong. It's just wrong. Don't do that.
Today's hottest music may be fatal if swallowed. But be our guest.
There's the music of Kimo featuring Knox. The track is called Baby Sashke, coming out of Zimbabwe. The name is Larry. You're listening to The Critic Cast. The next thing I'm going to talk about is something that happened, or rather that happened this week. It's actually happened because it's a new story. The Justice Minister, Emmerson Mnangagwa, came out and said there were 97 prisoners that are currently on death row, but they await his signature so that the executions take place. But he's holding on to that because he does not believe in the death penalty. So he wants the president to take up that issue and change those sentences into life sentences. And, you know, constitutionally, the constitution says for men, if you're under the age of 18 or over the age of 75, then you can't be sentenced to death. And if you're a woman, you can't be sentenced to death either. So constitutionally, I don't know if this falls under the violation of the constitution. I don't know if the constitution. I mean, I'm not saying that his position on the death penalty is necessarily wrong. That argument is an argument that's been going for such a long time over whether the death penalty is fine or not. But I'm thinking, you know, if my justice minister is sitting there and saying, "No, we're not going to do it because I don't like it," what does it say? Does it mean that we've got other ministers that are not doing certain things because they just don't agree with them, in spite of the fact that the elected officials were supposed to carry these certain duties? It begs that question. But having said that, I don't think I'm a fan of the death penalty. I can't honestly sit here and say I agree with the Constitution when it says that the death penalty is something that should be so enshrined. I think it is just such a final thing. You can't correct the mistake of a death penalty. Imagine we find out 5 years later that the person was wrongly found guilty. And you know, I know people say eye for an eye, why the person took somebody else's life and therefore they should go. But you also look at the cost of the trials for crimes that carry the death sentence. So you have bigger legal teams and the state spends a lot more. And I just think it's an inhumane way of what you call it, of carrying out justice, quote unquote. So, I mean, to a certain extent, I would sit here and I would say, in spite of what I said earlier on, I really would rather we didn't have the death penalty. you know, I really rather that was the situation. And I have to say, I agree with Emmerson Mnangagwa. And I don't know that if I was sitting in his position, I would necessarily do something different. But yeah, it's a heart issue. You don't know. It's difficult being in that position at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, you are, I don't know. What do you think of the death penalty? It's strange. It's a strange situation. And good luck to him, whatever he decides to end up doing. So, yeah, I don't know.
Play in today's best music.
Play in today's best music.
Best music. Best music.
Yeah, that was the music of Zimbabwe Muzo doing great things in South Africa. His name is Q Montana, and he's on that track with the woman who does classical music. Her name is Velvet Lolita. Yeah, the name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. On the other side, I talk about heartbreaking story. Okay, what happens if you, I don't know, how do you put it? Let's just say you end up marrying the wrong person.
Crank it up. And piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down. Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Yeah, it's Larry, and you listen to the Criticast. And in the third and final segment, the relationship segment, I'm going to talk about ending up with the wrong person. Now, this was inspired by somebody who's married, and she was like, "Oh gosh, I wish I had married the person I wanted to marry." And she says, "Oh, you know what? It was a case of family pressure, and she succumbed to family pressure of the family saying she couldn't marry the person she loved because, well, you know, he wasn't rich." Just putting out there, he wasn't able to take care of her the way her family felt she should be taken care of. So she's in this what she calls a loveless and unhappy marriage, and she's there because of the kids, and she's been there for, she's tried, you know, all sorts of counseling and all sorts of things. And unfortunately, what it has led to is that she has carried on this affair with this person that she's in love with. And this person she's in love with is just there. I didn't ask if he was married or not or whatever it is, but yeah, it seems she's there when she needs him as often as she's able to. And it just made me realize that I think there are a lot of people that find themselves in that situation. Now, of course, you know, people think that sort of thing is consigned to cultures where there is, what they call it, arranged marriages, and people just end up marrying the person that they're told to marry. And in some instances, this is true. And we still have cases of arranged marriage in this country. I know someone who said, a different person, said they had to marry the girl they had to marry because the family of the girl that they were in love with came from a lower, you know, status in society. So they had to marry somebody, you know, that was of the status that the family wanted him to marry. And, you know, when it comes down to it, that's what marriages are. They're alliances that are between families. And we'd like to say the classic case in history where, you know, the stories out there that talk about love and that sort of thing, and that's the basis for marriage, and the love of your life is the person that you're going to marry. That happens sometimes. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it doesn't happen. But in reality, what is marriage? I don't know. I always say every week or every other week that I talk about this is, I don't know. It's difficult because every generation is going to come through and say, no, I think we should walk this way. And the generation before will be like, no, you shouldn't be walking that way because when we did it, it was better. So, if you're out there, I'll say to you, if you're out there and you find yourself in a situation like the girl I talked about earlier and the guy I talked about just now, I think you've got to find a way of making the best out of a situation, especially if there are kids involved. Why? Because there's no guarantee that if you leave your marriage and you go for the person that you love and have loved for donkey years, it's going to work. There's no guarantee it's going to work. And if anything, I think some of it is just residual feelings from a time when you were younger. But it's easy for me to say this. I'm not married, so I don't have to deal with situations of this nature. I don't know. It's tough because I would tell you, talking to these people, they are incredibly unhappy. It's difficult because you would like to be happy, wouldn't you? That's a reality. You want to be happy. So do what makes you happy. I'm confused. Well, I don't know. It's a difficult situation. And my advice to you is just do what makes you happy. But at the same time, know that there are responsibilities that you have to live up to. Yeah, that's my advice. And with that, I say thank you very much for listening. The name is Larry. You've been listening to The Quiddicast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquidditi.com or go to my website, www.larryquidditi.com, or you could also follow me on Twitter @Quidditi, or you could WhatsApp me. That's a thing now. It's +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to the music of Legion. The track is called Jaga. Take care of yourself. My name's Larry. It's been The Quiddicast.
Many people want to know about me name. Enemies rise up, coach, I give me fame. Working hard, me take prize for the game. Protect me and my family, so me not here to blame. So, Jah guide me hood and me eye and me hand. So, me work hard, so me happy by a pins. So, Jah guide me mind, so me happy talk sense. And me sell a couple CDs, so me happy man. So, Jah guide me life.
God bless me. If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, baby, you wanna go out?